Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We've got a mission to find the best song that's ever been on Glee. There's no rhyme or reason to it, so don't get mad at me. We've got Andrew and Allison, who run the show, but it's the Gleek of the Week who's the head honcho. Glackett by Glackett, we'll rank everyone to see which song will move closer to spot number one. Gleek of the Week, Gleek, Gleek, Gleek of the Week. It's Gleek, Gleek of the Week.
All right. Oh my God. Welcome back. This is a very special episode. I am joined by special guest co-host Connor Burke. Hi, Connor. How are you doing?
I am doing absolutely brilliantly, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And to talk with even more specially, we have our Gleek this week actress and activist. You may know her better as Becky Jackson, Lauren Potter. Lauren, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
So excited to talk about all things Glee, all things Becky. I want to go back to the very beginning. How did Glee initially come into your life, and explain to me that casting process for you?
Oh my gosh. Well, when I first auditioned, it was pretty funny when Whopper Olet, cast me. When I was a cheerleader, and I was jumping rope, and he was pretending to be like Sue Sylvester and say that, hey Lauren, jump faster, jump harder, Becky, and which I did. I'm so very happy when they picked me as Becky Jackson.
I mean, you played the part so well. I can't imagine anybody else playing that role.
Thank you.
Lauren, one of my favorite moments from Becky ever is when Becky's voiceover was voiced by Helen Mirren. So I wonder if you can remember when you found out that Helen Mirren was going to be your voiceover and what that felt like.
Oh my gosh. I just love Helen Mirren. I felt so very honored to have her doing my voice, my inner voice, in Becky's little head of hers. And she said to me that, hi, Lauren, I'm Helen Mirren, your voiceover. And what's really touching was that when Becky was walking down the halls, and Helen Mirren gave really good advice on boyfriends and stuff. And my hands was on her hands in Hollywood of Fame.
Oh my gosh.
When we first met. You got to meet her. In the SAG AFTRA Awards or something like that.
That is incredible. And your wildest dreams, did you ever think that Helen Mirren would be doing a voiceover for you?
I just love her British accent. It was, it reminds me a lot, like, the British people. And I just love, British accents.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was a really good match, you two together.
Yeah.
Because she's also very funny. She has a really good sense of humor, like you do.
Oh, my. Thank you.
Well, Lauren, I am so excited. I have been looking forward to this since we heard word that you would be coming on. For the past 3 years on our podcast, we have been working on something that we call the Glackett. It's our Glee song bracket. It's this really silly thing that we're doing. But each week we watch six performances from Glee. And then with the help of our Gleek of the Week, you this week, you will help decide which three are better and we'll be moving forward on the Glacket. Does that all sound good with you?
That sounds good to me. Sounds like a plan, Stan.
Before we get started with the Glacket, I'm curious, what do you think the winner of your Glacket would be, the best song on Glee for you, Lauren?
Well, I have so many. I would say Say a Little Prayer for You.
Oh,
yes. Yes. Good choice. Good choice.
It's in your Cheerio blood to know to love that one. Yeah.
I just love that song because have you guys ever watched a movie called My Best Friend's Wedding?
Yes.
I love that movie.
Oh my God, that song came that to that movie. Yeah, I was thinking about that. And I'm like, that's the movie that I want to have the song with.
No, I love that movie so much. All the music in that movie is so good. I think it's all Burt Bacharach.
Yes. Yeah. It was beautiful.
All right. I will pull our first song of the episode. Let's see what it is. Out of our slushy cup. You got to throw a slushy, right? I think you got to throw a slushy at Lea Michele at one point.
Yeah, yes. At one point. Yes.
Yeah. All right. I have our first song. Let me get it ready. Okay, it's a good one. In the season one finale. Here we go. Oh
papers seem to be in order, but there's no name on the birth certificate yet. It's Beth.
Oh, someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops high above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh why can't
Over the Rainbow.
Oh,
from the season one finale. Lauren, what did you think of that song?
I love that one too. It's, yeah. Oh my God. When I saw Puck in there, I can't believe he's gone. And it just kind of reminds me of him right now.
No, it can be hard to watch the scenes again, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Glee was such a big show and still is this day. I think that there is so many fans still watching it today. Why do you think, to you, Lauren, why do you think the show is so important to so many people?
It's so very important because it opened doors so many people. And they need to find jobs. And not like just acting jobs. You know, like, there's a lot of good jobs out there. So diverse.
And I think that Ryan Murphy really found so many diverse people. Like yeah. that, you know, you wouldn't typically see on screen.
Sure. I think a really lovely thing about this song is really about what Glee is about, really. It's about arts education, and it's about people coming together through music and being themselves. I'm just wondering, Lauren, do you still get recognized today as Becky? And what do people say to you when they meet you?
That was a really funny story I want to tell you guys.
Please.
It was when I was in Canada, I got a lot of fans. I was swarmed by fans and I got mobbed and it was overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And but it was really exciting thing, an amazing thing too. And when I was going out to the grocery store with my parents, and when I go to like fast food or restaurants and all of that, they told my parents that it's okay if we have an autograph with Lauren, and can we take a picture with Lauren? And my parents always say that ask her. She's the one who needs to speak up for herself, mm-hmm. which I did. That was because it was a really funny moment, and I just love all my fans.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, they love you right back. Yeah, I mean,
they really love you.
Becky is one of my favorite characters. I think she is so much fun.
She's so much. And Becky isn't only one of my favorite characters on Glee. She's one of my favorite characters in anything. She was so important and so funny and so brilliant. And I think Andrew can tell you how excited all of the Gleeks were when they found out that you were coming onto the podcast.
Yeah, I shared with our listeners that you'd be coming on, and they went crazy, Lauren. They were like, we cannot wait for this episode. So your fans are out there and they love you.
Oh, I love you guys.
All right, let's see what's against Over the Rainbow.
Hey.
What the competitor will be. Okay. This is a fun one. This is going to be a good matchup.
I'm excited.
Me too. Okay. I'm really excited about this. This is really fun.
Today is for Emma. Emma, I give you the rest of my life. To cherish and to keep you, to honor you forever. Today is for Emma, my happily soon to be wife. Emma, we're really getting married.
Part of me is everybody there, because if everybody's there, I want to thank you all for coming to the wedding and appreciate your going even more. I mean, you must have lots of better things to do. Not a word of this to Will. Remember, William is the man I'm going to marry, but I'm not, because I wouldn't ruin anyone as wonderful as he is. But I thank you all for the gifts and the flowers. Thank you all. Now it's back to the showers. Don't tell Will, but I'm not getting married today.
Emma, I can't find my good cufflinks.
They're on the dresser, right next to my suicide note. Listen, everybody, look, I don't know what you're waiting for. A wedding? What's a wedding? It's a prehistoric ritual where everybody promises fidelity forever, which is maybe the most horrifying word I ever heard, and which is followed by a honeymoon where suddenly you'll realize he sat out with a nut and want to kill me, which he should. So thanks a bunch, but I'm not getting married. Go have lunch, because I'm not getting married. You've been grand, but I'm not getting married. Don't just stand there, I'm not getting married. And don't tell Will, but I'm not getting married today. Go, can't you go, like you know. Watch me die like Eliza on the ice. But perhaps I'll collapse in the apse right before you also take back the cake, burn the shoes and blow the rice. Look, I didn't want to have to tell you, but it made me come down with hepatitis, and I think I'm going to face you. If you want to see me faint, I'll do it happily, but wouldn't it be funnier to go watch a funeral? So thank you for the 27 dinner plates, the 37 butter knives, 47 paperweights, 57 can holders.
One more thing.
I'm not getting married. But I'm not getting married.
With this ring.
Still, I'm not getting married.
Way,
see, I'm not getting married.
Let us
pray that we're not getting married today.
Getting Married Today by Emma. We saw a little bit of Jane Lynch in that number. First of all, before we talk about Jane Lynch, what did you think about that song, Lauren?
Oh my gosh. I just love the red. I really loved that wedding song. It was amazing. And we worked really hard, like a couple hours and all of that. And I just remembered when I think Becky was a flower girl.
Yes.
And I was like, you know, doing the flowers like
iconic.
Yes.
It was supposed to be for Emma, but apparently because Emma was out of the picture and because now Sue
was in the same wedding dress.
Sue's the best flower girl.
Yes, that is so much fun. Lauren, that is one of my favorite Becky moments ever. You were so amazing in that scene. And it was so funny.
Oh, thank you.
We saw a bit of Jane Lynch in that number. You obviously shared so many great scenes with Jane. What was it like working so closely with her?
Oh, I just love working with Jane Lynch. I love working with her. She has really good advice, too. When she was in my trailer, my mom was so scared and so frightened and so a little bit nervous. Jane Lynch, sorry. When she came in, she didn't know what's going on. So, she calms me down with really hard and rough times.
That's amazing, because the relationship between Becky and Sue was so important and really beautiful. Did you have a favorite scene between Becky and Sue? Because there were so many in the series.
Oh my gosh. Well, there are so many. I just love being her mini-me.
The mini-me, yeah.
Yeah. And her little spy, too. It was really, really fun. My favorite thing with Jane Lynch was that we were doing the episode of the Christmas scene called Sue Grinch. You know, the Grinch when I was pretending to be Max, the dog. And Sue was, pretending to be the Grinch. And of course, I just love being her Secret Little Service agent when she was the vice president.
Oh, yeah, she's the vice president by the end of the series.
Yeah, I was her secret. Yeah. One of the episodes, I was, her secret agent. And she was the vice president for Glee.
And I think that there was like a scene of you were looking out for Sue, and so you were patting down Cord because you were like, I need to make sure he's safe to be around the vice president.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's great. But when it comes down to it, the Glacket at Hand, the two songs competing against each other, Over the Rainbow versus Getting Married Today. Lauren, do you feel confident in making the first vote here?
So far, I would say, Get Married Today.
I think that I'm gonna agree. I like that song too.
I think so too. I do have to say, I do really love Over the Rainbow, and I do think it's a really beautiful song, but Getting Married Today is very fun. It's very funny. It's a great episode. So yeah, I think we're all in agreement, perhaps.
Yeah. It's good. And she was able to sing that fast. That was so impressive that she was able to just like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, let's go into competition number two. This is a good one. This is great.
Oh my gosh, this is so fun.
We're gonna have to have you back more often.
Yes.
Oh, you know, so to fun. Let you guys know, this is my very first podcast.
Oh really? Oh my gosh. We're so honored. All right, here we go.
Yes.
Rolling on the river. This one's for you, Artie.
Left a good job in the city. Working for the men every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep. And I was worrying about the way that things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Ooh, the proud Mary keep on turning.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And we're rolling,
rolling,
rolling, yeah.
Rolling,
rolling on a river.
Rolling on a river.
So I left a good job in the city.
Okay, woo! That was a fun one.
What a Proud fun Mary. One.
Lauren, what are your first thoughts of Proud Mary?
I remember the Proud Mary. I really love the song, and it's really catchy.
Yeah.
When they were doing the episode of Wheels, and
yes,
I remember that when Becky was introduced by Brittany as Pierce. And Brittany bought Becky, a cupcake. And I had the cupcake, and I didn't really eat it. I wish I had eaten it. And they had, a bake sale where they baked all the cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, my God. The Proud Mary got turning. They did it like they were working their butt offs, and
oh my gosh.
They were unique and they're very talented.
Oh, I love this song so much.
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned that it's from the episode Wheels, which obviously introduced your character, Becky.
Yes.
As well as introduce Sue's sister, Jean. I feel as though Glee did so much for folks with Down syndrome representation. And I know that, you're obviously an actress, but you also, from Glee, started doing activism and advocacy work. How did you go from being on screen to doing more activism work?
I just started getting involved with Best Buddies and in Special Olympics. I was the Goodwill Ambassador.
Oh my gosh.
And I talk about my hopes and dreams and my life and bullying campaign. But then I was invited to speak at universities and before Congress, and I spoke out for diversity and anti-bullying and about living in communities where we all live our dreams, mm-hmm. and finding love and being accepted and be whoever we are, and we're all more alike than different.
Yes.
And being Becky, you're able to do so much just by being on people's screens. Like every week, you know, we see Becky, and just that representation alone, but also to just go past that and, you know, go to Congress. Like, I was doing some research on you before this recording, and I found that in 2011, President Obama appointed you to the President's Committee for People with Intellectual Disabilities, where you were a White House advisor. That is so impressive.
Thank you.
That's so, I really applaud you. That it's really, really important work that you're doing, Lauren. And personally, I wanted to share with you as well that I remember watching your campaign, the Spread the Word to End the Word. I was in high school when you did that campaign with Jane, and I was so inspired by you doing that I started that at my own high school, and I made these commercials for certain slurs and words that we should really be removing from our vocabulary, and that played all week when I was in high school. It was really, really special. I just wanted to share that with you, that you inspired me to do that.
Well, it did give me a voice to speak up for other people who don't have a voice. And President Obama did appoint me to be part of his committee for people with intellectual. It was really amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing that what you said, that was really touching.
And I
love what you said.
I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to share that with you.
Aww.
So, yeah, that is why Glee is. Oh my, no, Glee was so important for that reason, I think. Ryan Murphy, on his different shows, mm-hmm. he involves a wide spectrum of people in his shows. So we had you on Glee, we had Jamie Brewer on American Horror Story too. I'm just wondering, why do you think representation for people with Down syndrome is so important?
It's very important because we are just like anybody else. And mm-hmm. it shows that we could do anything. And it lets people with and without disabilities see that we are all just people with feelings and talents and dreams, whatever those dreams may be.
I want to cry right now, Lauren.
Yeah,
it's really, really touching. All everything that you continue to do. I love the episode Wheels. The performance that's the episode that it's from, because I just loved the message that Sue was like, no, Becky can be on the Cheerios. Like, she can also exist in this same space as everybody else. She's a person with feelings.
That's right.
And, you know, she deserves to be included just like everybody else. And I think that's such an important lesson that, you know, I got when I was like 14 watching it for the first time. But so many people that continue to watch it are, you know, get that message, and they think it's really important.
Oh, God.
Sorry, not to get on my soapbox, but I just really, you know, I needed to share that with you, Lauren.
Thank you so very much.
Of course. All right, let's see what Proud Mary is up against in our second competition.
Ooh, I really love Proud Mary, so this is going to have to be a really, really good song.
This is a tough matchup.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh my gosh, I want this one.
In the middle of the night, I'm in bed alone. Don't care if your glass, paper, styrofoam. When I need some water, baby, coffee or gin. You're the only thing I wanna put them in. My cup, saying what's up to my cup, more of a friend than a silly pup, my cup, you know what it is, saying what's up to my cup, saying what's up to my cup, saying what's up to my cup.
All right, my cup. by Britney S. Pierce. Lauren, what are you immediately thinking of that song?
Oh, I just love that song. It just, like, you know, it reminds me of having a red solo cup on my hand. Yeah. I just love it. It's a sore stopper, really.
It's a good word. Yeah.
I was just wondering, Lauren, when I was watching this song, most of the stuff that you filmed on Glee was with Jane, but was there anyone in the show that you wish Becky had more scenes with?
Oh, that is a good question. I wish I had more scenes with Blaine. You know, with Derek Quiz as Blaine Anderson. Mm-hmm, I wish, yes, I had, like, you know, more scenes with him. When Becky can have a dating relationship with him. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yes.
Well, and of course, there's a lot of cute boyfriends out there, but I mean, it would be amazing to, sure, see that Becky will have a dating relationship with Blaine. It would be cute. I thought it would be cute. Thus, my thoughts and my opinion would be so cute if Becky had a name like, Blaine, Blaney, or Blicky, yeah, or something.
Yeah,
Blacky.
Blacky, there it is. Yeah, Darren Criss is very, very cute. So I think that, you know, you have good taste.
Do you have a favorite character on Glee, Lauren?
I have a lot. My favorite character is Quinn Fabre, actually.
I love Quinn.
I love Quinn. I love that Anna Aragon as Quinn Fabre. She's amazing. And I just, you know, when I remember, like, you know, one of the scenes I really love her in is when she was first audition, with, you know, with Santana Lopez, mm-hmm, and Heather Morris as Britney. My favorite song of that is Say a Little Prayer for You.
It's so good. I'm so obsessed good with that song.
For me, actually.
Yeah. No, you have good taste. We saw Heather Morris in this performance, and I was thinking back to the episode Shooting Star,
yes,
that you did. You had a really emotional scene with Heather in that episode. And Becky had, like, a number of very, like, heavy storylines. Lauren, I'm curious how you approached doing those heavier plots.
My thoughts are, yes, I especially, the Shooting Star episode, it when Becky brought the gun to school, and mm-hmm, and the gun was on Becky's lap. Not just only that, it was really sad. And it just, you know, it was really hard of seeing that episode. And what I remember was that there's a lot of heavy storylines, not just like the gun to school. The heavy lines was with when Becky was, you know, dressed in her Cheerios uniform. And and I remember that when Sue Sylvester was very, very sad when her sister was gone. It was really touching moment, and I was really sad also about what happened. But I remember that Sue got kicked her out, Becky out, mm-hmm, and she Becky was, you know, was not in her Cheerios uniform. She was, yeah, wearing, you know, regular clothes, like, mm-hmm, ordinary girl. And yeah, and also in one of the other episodes, which is really heavy, was that when Sue in the fifth season, when Sue Sylvester turned it the Glee, when they had the show in the choir room, not the choir, it was kind of like a choir room, but almost like that. She turned it into a computer lab. And and when Rachel kind of, turned, and it has, Becky Jackson's Memorial Computer Lab, that was also heavy. It was heartbreaking. It was upsetting for both of me. It was sad. Yeah,
because sure. Becky wasn't gone, but, if you saw that, you would assume that the character would not be on the show any longer. Yeah, I could imagine. That's really tough.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking, and just, it's really sad.
I did you prefer having, these, heavier? Because, Becky had a lot of fun things to do as well.
Yes,
and she really had, she could really let her freak flag fly, I guess, in a sense.
Yeah.
And just go crazy. But did you prefer the crazier side and more fun side of Becky, or did you prefer have it showing off more of your acting chops and being able to perform those more sad scenes?
Actually, not just sad scenes, but really fun. When I was in the other Christmas episode, when I was Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
Was that a joke? And I was, pretend to be Lady Gaga and Katy Perry and a lot bunch more.
Oh my God, so much fun. But this second competition, we have Proud Mary versus My Cup. Very difficult competition. Lauren, do you want to start us off in the vote? Which song do you like more?
I would say the Proud Mary, actually, would be the winner.
That for you, yeah. Connor, what do you say?
I think I'm going to have to agree with Lauren here. Proud Mary is from one of the best Glee episodes of all time, and it's so wonderful and fun, so I think I'm going to have to go with Proud Mary.
Another 3-for-3.
Yes!
I'm glad that we're all agreeing.
Wait, is this the first episode where everyone has agreed with one another?
There have been some episodes in the past where it's been we're all, the stars aligned, we're all agreeing, but no fighting on this episode. We're all seeing eye to eye. Okay, for our final competition, let's see what song number one is.
Ooh. I just love music.
Okay, so our first, this is a very good one. One of my personal faves. Mm-hmm. First song in the last competition. Excited. Here we go.
Oh my gosh.
Excuse me. May I have this dance?
Friday night and the lights are low, looking out for a place to go. Oh, where they play the right music, getting in the swing. You come to look for King, and when you get the chance,
oh, I want this one.
You are the dancing queen.
Oh, young and I remember that was me. That was me with you.
Watch that scene, digging the dancing queen.
Woo! Oh, honey, that was a good one.
I love that one.
That was me in a white dress.
We saw you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw that. That was, when there was a headband, a white dress with a cute boy.
There you were.
That was Luke Spinelli. He and I are friends. And we filmed the prom episode. It was amazing. I was having so much fun with everybody. Yeah. I was like, that was me. That was Becky.
That is so much fun, Lauren, because Becky got to wear her Cheerios uniform a lot, but did you like it when you got to wear clothes that weren't the Cheerios uniform? Did you like to wear different things?
Oh, I just love, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, but I do love, Becky wears the prom dresses and mm-hmm. I do love it when she wears regular clothes.
Yeah. You get to see a little bit more of her personality. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. She has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
She really does. She does.
She's very quick.
Yeah.
This performance that we just watched included Naya. I always loved the relationship between Becky and Santana, that they were always at odds with each other. Do you have any fond memories of Naya?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I miss her and I miss her voice. And she was so very sweet and so very talented. And I just loved her. I am very, very so sad that she was gone. And, she sent me a wonderful, lovely voice recording for my birthday right before she was gone. And I always will keep that and cherish it forever and ever.
Wow.
For the rest
so
of
beautiful.
My life.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. She was a true friend.
Yeah.
It really felt like it was like a real family of everybody who was on that show.
Exactly.
So, really
that's
special.
How I really feel. I feel mm-hmm. Glee is like my family. And I loved it so much.
We got that as a viewer, that we could watch, even though you're playing these characters, that these relationships were not just between like Becky and Santana, but it's between Lauren and Naya. And they were able to, they were able to fight sometimes, but then like also get along other times, like a real family. Yeah. We have a listener question from Emily. She would love to know how your time working on Glee differed from other jobs that you've had as an actress.
I would say that I haven't been just on Glee. I've been at a lot of jobs, like the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I did work as a hostess and a waitress in a restaurant. And now I'm in a regular job called Independent Options.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
That I love my job there.
I'm really happy for you.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right. Are we ready for our final song of the episode? What's Against Dancing Queen?
Ooh.
It's going to be very hard to beat.
I love songs. To tell you the truth, I love songs and I love tons of music. It motivates me a lot.
This is a fun one. I think Becky is present for this one.
Oh, gosh.
Well. Oh, yes.
I'm
Oh my gosh. I remember this too. So much.
Say that you love me. Go on and fool me.
I know that you need me.
So funny.
It cracked me up when I see Becky like looking at Rachel. It looks like she's upset about you know her, about Rachel.
Yeah.
I was having so much fun. I was because I love balloons and I was play along and touching balloons and stuff.
Oh my god, that looked like a blast.
And it was pretty funny when Rachel was singing and Becky was insulting, the Glee Club kids. It was really funny.
Because that is so true, Lauren. I find that in this song we really got to see how naughty sometimes Becky could be running around the stage. But what are some of the big differences? What are some big differences between Becky and Lauren? How are you guys different?
I would say that, well, I guess both of them are really funny. But they are very spunky too. But Becky was kind of a bully sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I hope I'm not either.
I feel confident in saying you're not.
Like, she will always say bitches to the girls. and when I shoot this, the Halloween special called Rocky Horror Show, when Becky was, wearing the same thing as Sue Sylvester, she was wearing Becky, Sue was, dressed as in a tracksuit. So Becky, in Halloween special, Rocky Horror Picture Show, Becky was wearing the same thing as Sue. Becky was wearing the same tracksuit. And this is a really funny line that Becky always say to Will Schuster as Will. She said, "Give me chocolate or I will cut you."
Or I'll cut you.
I don't think you will cut him, but she loves chocolate a lot.
She loves chocolate.
Yeah, she would never do that.
We have another listener question from Jack, who wants to know your thoughts on, you mentioned a little bit about this, that we get to see a little bit of this like bitchy side of Becky. Mm-hmm. When we first get introduced to her, she seems like very sweet, very unassuming. But then as the seasons go on, we see a little bit more of this fiery side. What did you think about that transformation that Becky went through?
Oh, gosh. I would say a lot. She was going hard times. She was a little bit snarky.
Yeah.
really fun, actually.
Yeah. I like that we got to see, different sides of her. It wasn't all just one, across the board. She's all nice or she's all mean.
Yes.
We get to see a lot of her.
Oh, gosh, so much. She started out as shy, a little shy cheerleader. But she ended up as a Secret Service agent for Sue. And I got to do so many fun things on Glee. And I love, oh my gosh, I loved a minute of it, really.
You mentioned before we started recording that you were watching some episodes last night. Do you frequently watch episodes of Glee?
I love Glee. I love the show, and I watched it on Saturday night.
On Saturday nights, you watch you watch Glee. That's so nice.
Oh, it's my favorite. I would love to watch every Glee shows. Really, yeah. I just love me as Becky, and I love other cast members too.
It's a good show. It's a good show, and you only made it better, Lauren. But when it comes down to it, our final competition of the episode being Dancing Queen versus Love Fool.
Oh my gosh.
What are you thinking?
I would say the Mamma Mia song on the Dancing Queen, actually.
Oh yeah. I think that one blows it out of the water.
Yeah. Woo! I'm so happy. Thank you. Wait. This has to be the first time that we've had everyone agree on every competition.
No disagreements. I'm glad that we could all see eye to eye. Yeah.
Oh my God. That is a record. And how many episodes of the podcast has there been?
I think this is 123.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I'm really impressed with you guys.
Yeah. To wrap up this episode, first of all, thank you so much for being our Gleek of the Week this week, Lauren. I ask all the guests, if Glee was still on today, what songs would they be doing? But I want to spin it a little bit for you, Lauren.
Okay.
If Becky were to sing a song, what song would you want her to sing?
I want her to sing You Don't See Me by Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, that is such a good choice.
Wait, why do you choose that song?
I was when I was watching that movie, the Josie and the Pussycats, I think I would love to have Becky to sing You Don't See Me by Josie and the Pussycats. And I think everybody will love that.
I would love it. For one.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice and sweet.
Yes. We're going to sign off on that choice. That is a great choice.
Exactly.
Thank you,
we need the Glee reboot to happen and for Becky to sing that song.
Oh.
We never got to hear Becky sing on the show. Was there any conversations about Becky potentially having a song to herself or
I did sing on a final episode with everybody, but my parents and my family always say to me is that, honey, you're a good actress and a good dancer, but honey, you're not a great singer.
Yeah. I'm not a good singer either, so we got that. We can agree on that.
I'm not a good singer or an actor.
I love to sing. Sometimes I'd be on key, sometimes I'm not.
Sure.
I like to sing in the car. No one can judge me for singing in the car. Yeah.
Lauren, where do you think, in the last episode of Glee, we saw a little bit, but where do you think Becky is today? What is Becky doing? Is she up to her old tricks or has she grown up a little bit? Is she still friends with Sue? What do you think she's doing in 2024?
I think probably getting ready for Congress.
She has my vote.
It is an election year.
We can run Becky's campaign.
We salute you.
Yes.
gosh. This was so much fun, Lauren. Like, this has to be one of my favorite episodes that we've done of the podcast. You have been such a delightful guest. And we're going to have to have you back on.
I feel so loved.
I would love to know where can all the listeners find you and all the great things that you're doing, your social media and all of the work that you're up to?
My social media would be on either Instagram or Facebook. You could go at the Lauren Potter.
Incredible. Everyone, go check her out.
The The Lauren Potter. Sorry.
The Lauren Potter.
The Lauren Potter.
Don't get it twisted.
Yes. Yeah.
I get a little bit twisted. Oh, well.
We all get a little twisted every now and then. All right. Well, thank you again, Lauren. Thank you, Connor, for joining me in this episode. And we'll be back next week. Bye.
We love you, Lauren.
I love
Bye.
You guys, too. Thank you so much, you guys.
It's Gleek, Gleek of the Week.